And if I take you back to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's life, he was a young boy. What happened to him? He noticed his father doing wrong. He asked himself, can this be right? My own father is carving these idols, selling them, worshipping them. The bigger the idol, the more likelihood they believe there is in your du'as getting answered, na'udhu billah, by that idol. So those who were poor did not have access to God, astaghfirullah, according to them. Because if you were poor, you could not afford an idol. And if you didn't have an idol, who could you call out to? And if you were on a lower economic level, you could afford a small idol. So if you had a small idol, your du'as were less likely to be accepted. A young boy understood that this is nonsense. And he told his father, Ya abati lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wa la yubsiru wa la yughni 'anka shay'a. Oh my father, why are you worshipping that which cannot hear, cannot see, and it does not help in any way? It can't help you, it can't help itself. What was he trying to do? He's looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have we ever set ourselves and looked for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when I say that, we obviously do not worship idols. May Allah protect us and our offspring. But in our lives, the way we carry on transgressing, the sin is an idol. A man who's committing zina, that woman he is committing zina with, that's his idol. Why? He gives her preference over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It might not be shirk, but it is such a major sin because we've brought something in front and we've put Allah behind. You did not understand, or should I say, we did not really understand the status of our own Creator. That is the weakness we have. When the Quran is being read, what is the Quran? The Quran is the word of the supreme being that brought me and you and all creation into existence. 2 minutes the imam takes longer in salah, and in some masjids people whinge. They complain. Why? Because they do not know the level, or they have not yet recognized who is Allah, the owner of the book that is being recited in this Quran, in this salah. Who is Allah? So all these signs are weakness of iman. Weakness. We don't really know who is our Creator. Let me take you further. When we were young, we got sick. I'm sure almost everyone has to have got sick at some time. And our parents, the vast majority of us, our parents happened to be Muslim, inshallah. They called out, they made dua, they took us to the doctor, they suffered. Some were lost, they didn't make it to our age. They passed away. Where did they go? Some of us have lost children. Where did they go? Surely that should lead myself and yourselves to understanding that there is something, there is a supreme being in control here. Supreme being whom we need to recognize, we need to understand. And what do we owe the supreme being? Recently I was discussing with a Christian. In 30 minutes, by the will of Allah, this Christian accepted Islam. 30 minutes. Not because of me. Wallahi, not because of me. Because of the Creator. Because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You will never guide whomsoever you wish. It is Allah who writes guidance for whomsoever He wishes. But what was the argument? The argument was, In fact, I started it. Do you worship Jesus? The answer came, yes. So when you are sick, what do you say? Do you say, Lord Jesus, cure me? Na'udhu billah. The answer came, yes. I said, you are taking a risk, and in Islam, we take no risks. What do you mean I'm taking a risk? Can you guarantee that the owner of cure is Jesus? The answer came, well, yes, I can guarantee. How can you guarantee that Jesus is the owner of cure? The answer came, because people are getting cured. So I said, well, there are people who do not call out to Jesus who are also being cured. Another point. When you render your acts of worship, what do you say? Who do you dedicate your entire life to? Lord Jesus? The answer came, yes. Lord Jesus, we worship you. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me when I die. These are the statements that they make. What guarantee do you have that when you die, Lord Jesus is waiting for you? Isa alayhi salam, Jesus may peace be upon him, is a revered Nabi. We are not disrespecting him, but we want to portray the truth. So I said, Muslims do not take risks. What does that mean? Now let me explain. My life is dedicated to the one who created me. I don't want to take a name. Because in Islam, the concept is more important than the name. First, understand who is your creator. If someone says, I'm calling out to Allah, and in his heart, Allah is a stone, astaghfirullah, like what some of the non-Muslims are doing today, they are saying that the Muslims believe in Allah, and na'udhu billah, they are saying Allah is one of the 360 idols. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam destroyed 359, and he left one on the Kaaba, and he called it Allah, astaghfirullah. But I want to tell you, this is what is happening. If you surf the internet, this is what they are trying to prove now. And they will never. So we don't have to worry. But at least we should know it.